This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Benson in behind the goal. Zetterlund can't handle him in front. Thompson scores! Zach Benson does the work and Tage Thompson with the finish. 3-2 Buffalo.
It's one of your Firth moments of the game. For all the moments in your life, go forth to Firth. The Sabres win last night over the Ottawa Senators. Jacob Bernard Docker scoring his first as a Sabre in that game. Good morning. It's a... might have woke up with some snow in your car.
Don't like that.
It was only enough snow, though, like with my automatic starter. By the time I got to my car, it was all melted off. But I could see it on my wife's car.
Mine was like powdery. It went off right away. Like it just blew right off.
Yeah.
That typical end of the year snow.
Yeah.
End of the winter snow.
Hopefully that is going to be it. I am almost afraid to look at the weather report though, because it's been a little chillier and I don't even want to see a snowflake. Not even the icon. I don't want to see the icon of the snowflake. 803-0550 is the phone number. We got into it on Diggs in the last segment. You said he doesn't change your opinion on New England. What was your opinion on New England, though? Like, because for me, they're on the way. I don't think they're near competing with the Bills for the division yet. But I liked Drake May a lot in his rookie year, and they added a lot in the offseason. I think they probably upgraded their head coach. And even if Diggs is a lesser version of himself, they probably just upgraded themselves at receiver. I'll be very curious to see what they do with their first-round pick. They pick at 4. So I think they're on the right path. I think they are, to me, Miami. It's Miami's last stand. Like, to me, if they don't win this year, the coach is getting fired and Tyreek Hill is out of there. The Jets, Justin Fields, like I'm not taking that too seriously. New England is the one to me that, like, within a couple of years, within even 2 years, I feel like they'll be the biggest headache.
So here's my thoughts on New England, and again, this is separate from Diggs, is I think they dramatically lifted their floor.
Mm-hmm.
This offseason by going from, I think, not a very good head coach to a coach with a very high floor. I think he has a very clear, distinct ceiling, and I don't think that ceiling is an actual contender.
Yeah.
Like, I think they're going to run the ball a lot, and they're not going to spread it out. They're going to do what they did in Tennessee, right? It's play defense. We're going to run the football, and it's not going to matter really who the quarterback is. If I'm being honest, like, are we under some impression they're going to be a spread, and you know, Drake May's going to be running all over the place, making plays off schedule? I don't at all.
I don't know. I think probably not, but because right, Vrabel did not run an offense like that in Tennessee. Who was his coordinator though in Tennessee? It was Arthur Smith. Who is a lot of play action, under center, yep, running the ball, and they did have Derrick Henry.
Who's their coordinator?
Josh McDaniels again.
That's right. So, yeah, it's going to be a lot of that.
Yeah.
He's going to be playing under center.
Yeah. They do have a lot of receivers. They don't have a lot
of
great receivers.
They have a ton of receivers.
They're all the same, kind of, right?
Yeah.
DeMario Douglas is, like, pretty good. Boutte is pretty good.
It's fine.
I don't think Polk is very good. Jalen Polk, who they drafted in the second round last year, used to be on our wide receiver big board back here. Glad the Bills didn't do that. He looks like the one that might not be able to play. And then they have pick four, which I know we just like they have receivers. They don't have a guy, though, that wins outside.
They don't have an alpha? Is that what you're saying?
They don't have an alpha number one.
Mm-hmm.
Travis Hunter?
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You give me Drake May dropping back the pass with Diggs in the slot and Travis Hunter out wide, and I feel like they could be onto something. A lot of that to me is I like May. I like May a lot.
Have they signed an offensive lineman?
That is a great question.
I don't think they have.
I'll find that out.
Maybe they have one. They signed one. That was the worst offensive line in football last year.
New England?
Yes.
Yeah, he was under pressure all the time. It's what even made May's season even more impressive.
So
that he was able to do anything with, yeah.
Like literally the worst offensive line in football. I think that they can't draft Travis Hunter.
They signed Morgan Moses to a 3-year deal.
Well, 36 years old, 3-year deal.
They signed Garrett Bradbury, the former center from Minnesota.
Who's not good. Yep.
And they signed a guard to a 1-year deal.
So
like a smaller deal.
They really aren't going to be much better on their offensive line. They have to take the kid from LSU, Will Campbell.
Okay.
They don't have a choice.
Right, because you don't think Hunter will be there in the first place.
I think if he's there, they have to take offensive line.
All right.
And I think they will. Look at the coach. They're going to draft trenches.
Yeah.
Probably for the foreseeable future.
I'm going to be a little hesitant to just declare they can be a playoff team next year. If they, like, cause again, I think Diggs is underneath. I think Diggs is in the slot. Right now, Mac Hollins might be their number one outside receiver.
He might be.
And we like Mac Hollins, but come on, you got to have a better target than that out there. Dave in Buffalo is next up on the show. What's up, Dave?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Just looking at what this probably means for the Bills, mostly it means it shows how Vrabel is really a good coach. Vrabel, I think, really is bringing a winning attitude to his team. Vrabel likely, by acquiring folks like Hollins and folks like Diggs, is going to tell the team, you know, this is how this team won, and this is their ethic, and this is what they do, and we need to have our ethic, and we need to do our thing. And then we'll see what Diggs 2.0, Rex is more Diggs 3.0 or 4.0 looks like, and that's what we're going to put up with. But mostly I think for us it shows that New England is probably a good year away from really being competitive with us. I mean, any given Sunday, any team can beat any team, so you have to take New England seriously when you play them next year every single game. But I think the prospects of them actually beating us out of the East next time are quite unlikely for a new coach. Mm-hmm. Then I think you also go to the Jets, and the Jets are, I don't know how many years away the Jets are. I mean, Joe Namath was the last great quarterback they had, and we'll see what the Jets do after they fired everybody on their team. And in Miami goes as far basically as Tua's health, and given Tua's health background, I don't think they're competitive next year either. So
yep.
The Bills, you know, come into this season as probably the odds-on favorite to win the division. So it's interesting in that if you went to the pundits last year, the Bills were coming into last year as, you know, you're going to have to retool and figure this out. This is going to be a step back, and it was completely different. So the Bills are just looking for ways to beat Kansas City, and I think that's where we still are.
Yeah, thanks, Dave, for the call. It is a little interesting. Like Vrabel and Glenn, the two teams that just hired coaches, are they playing copycat a little bit? That they've seen the culture and the consistency that McDermott has brought to the Bills, and they didn't go for, you know, the 35-year-old play caller to come in and be their head coach. They brought in guys that they would think are going to come in and, like, all the nonsense that you've had in the building, like, we're done with that. That was the first thing Aaron Glenn did when he got to New York, wasn't it? He met with Aaron Rodgers and was like, if you're staying here, you're doing everything you're supposed to. You're not going to Egypt in the middle of training camp to go do drugs. You're gonna be here getting practice reps and doing everything we ask of you. And he left. Or got cut, I should say. And with Vrabel, we know Vrabel is all that. So, yeah, a little interesting, the two coaching hires that happened this summer. I'm with you, though, Dave. Like, I think New England is more than a year away. But at the end of the day, it's all going to come down to how good's the quarterback. Right? That's 80% of it. How good's the quarterback? And how good are you at surrounding him with what he needs? And as you just pointed out, like, maybe the offensive line is still going to be a struggle. And that'll be tough for him. The good thing about what New England has, though, that's different than their last guy. Mac Jones, Pro Bowl year in his rookie season. They make the playoffs. And then instant regression and completely unravels and he's out of there. He was very immobile.
Yes.
Any problems they had up front, he was toast. He was getting sacked. Or he was being forced into picks. If you saw what May did last year, he's got wheels. And he's smart about it. I feel like he is one of these guys. Allen is the best at it. Jackson is one of the best at it. And there are a bunch of others who are very good at this. How good are you when you're faced with pressure? How good are you at knowing when to escape, when to get rid of the ball quick? Are you athletic enough to get away in the first place? And one thing that does impress me about May is in those situations, he's really got it. His scramble rate is very high. But, again, he's a good enough athlete where 400 yards rushing last year. So a lot of it's going to be how good is Drake May. And if he's only if he's only pretty good, then you might not have much to worry about in the division. If he's great, then they might be a headache year in and year out. Would you predict he's better than Tua right now? He'll be better than Tua. Because that's Tua. Tua was, he turned into a pretty good quarterback. And then eventually was, you guys are going too far with this. Are we going to get to that point with New England fans? Eventually Miami fans went too far and they thought, number one in the league in passing yards, he's just as good. And up here we're like, no, he's not. Is New England going to get to that point where they think their guy's just as good? Or on the same tier? Maybe not just as good.
I think they probably won't be as good as Tua because he just does not have the supporting cast that Tua does.
Not yet. We'll see. 803-0550 is the phone number. New England picking fourth. Some backup quarterback trivia when we come back. And we've got Jonathan Peterlin coming up 8 o'clock on Cleveland, who with Russell Wilson being signed away in New York, might be the most desperate quarterback situation that we have in the league right now. All that ahead, it's Jody Biasi, it's Nate Geary, this is WGR.